Have you ever sat and pondered if what you're doing in life is what God has ordained for you to do? Are you just going through the motions of life because that's what you've always been told to do? Or maybe the call in your life is so great that you think about it all the time. And because you aren't experiencing that deep change and mindset shift, you aren't confident in what to do and how to do it. Well, friend, you're in the right place. If you truly believe the truth of Scripture where it says that God has set you apart from before you were born and that He has given you gifts to use on this earth to glorify Him and bless others with, then you'll be ready to tune in and take notes to start living out that truth. Hi, I'm Andrea, daughter of the King, wife, mama, and your Kingdom Calling coach, and this is the Kingdom Calling Podcast. In this podcast, I will equip you with strategies, scripture, and solutions for you to be able to confidently answer the call in your life and have a solid plan that aligns with God's will for your life. I'm so glad you're here with me today. Let's jump in. Hello, friends. Welcome back to the Kingdom Calling Podcast. I'm your host, Andrea, and I'm so excited to be back here with you for this new episode. Okay, so before we jump in to this episode, I wanted to start by reading some reviews. I've had some reviews come in for the podcast, and you guys, I am so incredibly blessed by these reviews. But I also want to say that this is super cool. When we launched the Kingdom Calling Podcast on that first week, we ranked number 84 in the how-to category of entrepreneurship for Apple Podcast. How cool is that? All glory to God, you guys. Of course, it's not about that number. Honestly, like those things kind of just happen. I mean, they're exciting, but what is obviously most important to me is the person listening to this, the people finding this message, like how people are responding to it. That's what matters most to me. But I thought that was really cool and I wanted to share that. So I just want to read just two reviews so far with you guys, and they're so sweet. So Right Jennifer says, "This show is great. I loved the episode about imposter syndrome, and it was amazing in reminding me that there is no one else out there with our gifts, insights, and talents. God created us to share these gifts with the world, and because of that, we need to remember that we are worthy. It's the enemy who wants us to hide ourselves for fear of judgment. Don't let him. Trust in God's plan for us. Our self-image is rooted in Him. Andrea reminds us not to forget this, and it's powerful." Wow. What an amazing review, Jennifer. Praise God. Love that. Thank you. And then Anna writes in, "Just listened to part two of how Andrea came to start this podcast and found it so uplifting and inspiring. Sometimes when we have worked so hard and long to establish something like a business, it can be so hard to give it up in order to be obedient to the Lord. Yet Andrea did that not once, but twice. It is such an encouragement to me to see that this can be done, and I applaud Andrea for her courage to do so. Thank you for creating this podcast resource to bless others, Anna." Thank you, Anna. That is so sweet. You guys, I don't read that to be boastful. It's not me, guys. This is the Lord working in me. But I read that so that you can hear how the podcast is affecting other women. And I just give all glory to God for that. To jump in, this episode is dedicated to a few of my dearest friends. I, of course, had something else planned for this episode slot. Like, go figure. I think I said this in episode two. I'm going to let the Holy Spirit lead this. And I already had episodes recorded. I knew where they were going to go. But this past weekend, I was at my home church's women's retreat back in South Dakota and got to spend time with the most spirit-filled women. I love my home church. And I had some amazing conversations with my dear friends, of course. And then some things I really pondered that we talked about. And then, of course, when I got back, spending time in the Word this week, the Lord prompted me to talk about this topic today. And I really do believe this is something I am super passionate about, you guys. And honestly, I believe that 2024, this is a year of the open door. Like the glory of God here on earth, like this is a big year. And we're part of bringing the glory of God to earth, right? With our gifts and our callings, we use them to bless others and to glorify God. And I talked a lot about that in this past week's Tuesday's episode when I quoted the scripture from 1 Peter. And again, we need cheerleaders, we need champions, we need encouragers to be reminding each other of why we're here and what we're doing. Whenever we start to sort of idolize ourselves, okay, when we're praying always about me, like what's in it for me, Lord? When we read the word to find out what's in it for me, other than focusing on him, other than just worshiping him, thanking him, reading the Bible to learn about his character, asking him what he'd want you to do with your gifts and your talents, asking who can you bless. When we do that, we don't see it through the lens of what he wants us to see. And this is really going to be for my girlies who know their gifts and callings and are currently doing something with those, okay? Now, if you're not, if you're one of the girls or the women listening to this and you're still confused or you're still trying to figure out your calling, that's okay. Okay, you're going to get to this point where you're going to know it and you're going to be doing something with it, okay? And it can be in whatever capacity. Maybe you're earning an income, maybe you're not with it, but you have a hesitancy to share your gifts with the world. Okay, there's this resistance there, all right? So, and this, of course, could be in a capacity of like you do it to earn money, right? Like you're using your gifts to run a business. This could be in a capacity as a nonprofit. You need funds, but if people don't know about this nonprofit or what you're doing, how will you get the funds, right? Like how will people know to donate to you? Or this could be you are a teacher or speaker, okay? You feel so called to teach about whatever topic that is, okay? Something you've overcome or I think in my last episode, I gave examples, you know, a health coach, fitness coach, homemaker. I mean, I could list a million things, but you feel called to speak at events. Well, how will people know you are even available to do that if you're not telling them that that's what you do? And like I said, if you're not that at that point in your journey, that's okay. You're going to get to this point. So this applies to you also, okay? But this is why action is so important, okay? So this is why strategy is important and a willingness to truly partner with God and let him do the work. But, okay, there's a but. We need to be obedient in this step, okay? Like, yes, he's called you to do the thing, okay, he's made it clear to you, you know, you're doing it. But if you're just sitting back expecting him to do all the work, I don't know. I don't believe that that is how he wants us to partner with him. Faith without action is dead. Okay, friends, we have to do the work too. We have to step into the water. We can't wait for him to part it every single time. And what I'm hearing and seeing and talking with many women who are sort of in these positions is sort of this shrinking of self, right? Like hiding, not wanting to put themselves out there, okay? Whether they're embarrassed for fear. And I get this. Listen, I completely relate to this, ladies, okay? I have been there so many times. I don't even like to talk about it. It's been so many times and I've struggled and I wrestled with if it's conviction. Is this conviction that I'm feeling, right? Like, or is this fear? When we had our business, the business we had for 13 years that I talked about in the first two episodes, so many times our marketing director wanted us to make it about us. Like they wanted us, my family and I, like to tell our story. She wanted the brand to be about us. She wanted us to tell our story. And I always struggled with this. And I think looking back, I can see where that would have been very beneficial for us to do. But we had this sort of like scarcity, poverty mindset, right? Like, and I truly believe it had a lot to do with the religion, quote unquote, that we were raised in, the way that we were raised. And I think a lot of women can relate to this, okay? I know we are taught to be humble, okay? I know we're taught to be humble. There's lots of scripture about it. We're not to be boastful. We're not to be prideful, okay? And I think in some ways, it's gotten so loud that we have shrunk, friends. Ladies, we have shrunk. We are worried or we're overthinking it. And I think sometimes we worry about not going before the Lord. I know I've been in that position many times. Like, ooh, am I going before him? Did he tell me to step out yet? Listen, if he tells you to do the thing, you need to do the thing, okay? But in my quiet time with the Lord, he knows me, okay? He's shown me that he knows my heart. He knows I'm not doing it to be boastful or to be prideful, okay? And if we are doing it to be boastful or prideful, well, you can imagine how that's going to go, okay? We're going to feel icky about it. We won't want to share with others what we're doing. Our hearts need to be in the right place. It is not about us, you guys. It is about all the people we are blessing, right? Our sharing of our gifts and our calling, it should be motivated by our love for God and our focus on eternity rather than the temporary praises of people. So of course you need to get there first in your heart, okay? Like I will say that. You do need to be in that place where you are focused. It's all about your love for God, your obedience to God, and your focus on eternity, okay? We're not doing this for the praises of people. And if you need like an accountability partner, like call a friend, whoever you need to be like, hey, tell me when I'm getting to be too big for my britches, right? Like people will do that. There are people that are willing to tell you the truth in love, okay? So find that person if you need that person, if this is your fear. But it's all about him and the gifts he's freely given to us to bless others with and glorify him. You'll hear me say that line over and over again. That simple, truthful statement. And that will change our way of thinking, you guys. Getting out of our heads about that simple truth. The gifts he's freely given us to bless others with and glorify him. And if you need help with this, that's why I'm here. That's why I started Kingdom Calling Coaching. To help you work through this mindset. Because that's what needs to happen. It's a mindset shift. 80%, like 80 to 90% of our success comes from our mindset. Not necessarily strategy. Like strategy is good. You have to have it. And you can have all the strategy in the world. But if you don't believe wholeheartedly in what you're doing and what you offer, or if you're afraid of what others might think, or you're suffering from imposter syndrome, which episode 3 was all about imposter syndrome. So go give that one a listen if you haven't yet. But if you are stuck in those negative mindset ways, right? Like if you are stuck there, you will not be successful. You will be your own worst enemy, okay? So we're going to dive into some scriptures in this episode today because ladies, like I've said, this is not a fluffy podcast, okay? This is not the podcast where I say, you can do it, or we quote, you know, she believed in herself, so she did it. Okay, I'm sorry if that offends you, but we are anchored in his truth here on the Kingdom Calling podcast, and all we do here is for him, is with him, okay? And I believe it's so important that we look at scripture, ladies. When I was praying through this topic this past week, it was such a burden on my heart. And the Lord led me to 2 passages in the Bible, okay? I've said that before on previous episodes. I am a Bible girl, okay? The word is the word. It is the final yes and amen. And anytime I'm wrestling with something, I'm struggling with something, of course, I am praying with God. I'm spending time with him, but I'm also going to the word. I'm looking for the answers, okay? And he literally led me to the story of Gideon and the parable of the 10 minus this week, okay? And forgive me if I'm saying that incorrectly. I did not double check the 10 minus, okay? Okay, so I'm not going to read through both in detail, okay? I don't have enough time to go through both, but I want you to go read through both, okay? You can find the story of Gideon in Judges 6:1-27 and the parable of the 10 minus in Luke 19:11-22. All right, girls, we're going to jump into this, okay? So of course, if you know the story of Gideon, first of all, such a powerful story, okay? One of my favorites. But again, if you're reading the Old Testament, you know, especially as you're reading through Judges, oh man, those Israelites, you guys, is there anybody else who, when you read about those Israelites, you're like, you guys, right? They continued to do evil over and over again. They'd cry out to the Lord and then they'd mess up and do evil. And then they'd cry out to the Lord and then they'd worship other gods. Like it was just constantly. But you know what, you guys, the one thing I love about when I read that, and it doesn't matter, I read through the Bible every year. And when I get to those parts, I'm like, you guys, why haven't they figured this out? And then I'm like, oh, wait, I am the Israelites. You know, like I see myself in that way, in the way I live. But you guys, I love how merciful and loving God is. And he continues to rescue them, right? That's what we see when we read through the Old Testament. But here with Gideon, we have, again, the Israelites continuing to do evil. Okay, they're not being obedient. And the Lord would often give them over to their disobedience, okay? And then he'd usually send someone or do something to rescue them. And here we have the Israelites, they're given over to the Midianites, and of course it's terrible for them, right? They're miserable and they're crying out to the Lord to rescue them. Okay. So he's gonna rescue them through Gideon. Okay, so Gideon has been called. But when the Lord goes to talk to him, he finds Gideon in a wine press. Threshing wheat, which you guys, this doesn't even make sense, right? You don't thresh wheat in a wine press, okay? So he was basically hiding out. He was hiding from the enemies And this is who the Lord is going to use. We also know that Gideon comes from a family of unbelievers. Okay, and God is still choosing to use him. So that's, I think, an important part to remember too, if you ever feel unworthy. But of course, immediately, the Lord begins to prophesy over Gideon, okay? He's calling out to Gideon about who Gideon is in God, right? He says, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior." Or in the ESV, "The Lord is with you, mighty man of valor." And that's typically what will happen to us. When you realize your talents, your giftings, your calling, that's like when you realize who you are in Christ, okay? So he comes out of the gate just prophesying over Gideon, and he tells Gideon to go in his strength and save Israel out of Midian's hand. And of course, then he says, "Am I not sending you?" The Lord says to him, "Hello, is it me not doing this for you?" That so reminds me of a story about a man named Moses, which I'm sure we'll talk about on future episodes. But again, like, the Lord is saying, "Listen, Gideon, you can do this because I'm going with you. I'm the one sending you." And then we see this kind of back and forth, okay, where Gideon questions the Lord, literally, you guys, over and over, and continues to ask for signs that it is in fact the Lord. Could you imagine? The Lord's like there. You're looking at him and you're asking for more confirmation. But I also think, oh my gosh, you guys, how often do I do this? Like, that is so relatable. How many times, like, have I said, "Am I really hearing that right? Was this really from the Lord? Does he really want me to do this?" Like, I mean, honestly, I truly, when I read the story of Gideon, I see myself in Gideon. But God, in his mercy and grace, he just lovingly continues to confirm to Gideon. It's almost laughable. At one point, he even says to Gideon, he tells Gideon that he'll wait for him. Man, what a loving father we serve, you guys. This is such a great picture of God's character. That is my father. That is your father. That is who we serve, friends. Okay, I want that to be an encouragement to you. No matter how many times you've questioned the Lord, no matter how many times you've said, "Is this really from you, God? Am I really called to this?" Listen, he will not stop pursuing you. He will continue to call you out over and over again. He's not giving up on you. And we see this here with Gideon, okay? And then, of course, if you read the rest, Gideon goes out, defeats the Midianites. And again, you guys, there's a lot of meat in there. I'm just summarizing, okay? Spend some time in this story. But one other thing I'd like to note with the defeat of the Midianites is that God reduces Gideon's army. Okay, I think at one point, remember in the beginning, God spoke to him and he said, "You have too many men." And he says, "I can't get the credit here with that many men." God says that to Gideon. So I think the first number to leave, it was like 22,000 men. 22,000 men were with him to fight. And they leave. And then there was like 10,000 left. Okay, that's a good number. But the Lord brought it down to 300 men. That is it. He started with what? 32,000 and 300 men. I mean, 32,000 men left, and the Lord, they defeat the Midianites. Okay. And there was a lot of other cool things that happened in that battle. Again, I'm just sort of summarizing the story for you. And I wanted to highlight those key points when talking about us coming out of the wine press and how the Lord wants to use us. Friends, when we stay hidden and we use our talents in the wine press, we cannot glorify God. Does that make sense? He's calling you out. He wants to use your gifts. He wants to use your talents. He gave them to you freely. He wants to use them to glorify him. He needs courageous women during this time. Okay. And he also, at the end of that story, Gideon was going to take thousands of men to defeat the Midianites. And God was like, "No, I'm going to drop it down to an unbelievable number just so that I will still get the glory here." Okay. And that's what it's all about, you guys. When we use our gifts and talents and we share them with the world, when we tell people, when we put it out there in this world that is so connected with technology, okay, God is going to be sure he gets the glory. OK, Okay. You don't have to worry about that. That's the beautiful thing here, you guys. We don't have to strive. If we are doing this, partnering with God, and I know that this is a community of courageous women that are partnering with God, He will get the glory. And I know it deep in my soul that the Lord led you here because you needed to hear this today, friend. And if He's given you something to bless others with, it's time to step out and share that gift with the world, friends. Okay? And if you're wondering where to start, if you're like, yes, all right, let's go. Okay? How do I share? What do I need to do? Like, I can help, friends. That's what I'm here for. You can just email me at womenmadefree@gmail.com. And that's plural, W-O-M-E-N, madefree@gmail.com. And we can start that conversation, okay? I've got you. All right, so then the other story from scripture that the Lord led me to that I wanted to talk about was the parable of the 10 minus, okay? And we don't hear about this one often. I don't know how many times you guys have gone through this story, but I can't say that I've been through it a lot. But I read this, and when I always dive in, I read scripture, and then I go to other resources to truly understand the context. This is so important, you guys, when you're reading through the Bible, is to have other resources to help you understand the context, what was happening at the time, you know, like, again, so we truly understand the truth of it. Okay. So again, I'm going to kind of just summarize this. I encourage you to go read this parable, and it's in Luke 19. Okay. So here we have Jesus. He's talking to the people about a nobleman. Remember, he's telling a parable, a story. This nobleman was going to serve a country as the king, and he was going to go away. Before he left, he gave 10 of his servants 10 minus, and he tells them to put that money to work until he comes back. Okay. And minus was just, it was like, I think it was at the time, it was a lump sum of money, about 3 months worth of wages. Okay. So then that would have been a lot of money. Okay. So the people did not want him to be king in this story, but he returned and he became king. Again, you guys, I'm summarizing. Okay. So he sends for his servants who he gave the money to find out what they gained with it. Okay. So we find out that one earned 10 more, to which the king was well pleased and said, because you have been trustworthy in a very small matter, take charge of 10 cities. So he gives him a lot, right? The second then comes back and had earned 5 more, and the king gives him 5 cities. The third comes back and gives him back the original minus, because he had just kept it to himself. This made the king so angry, and he basically rebuked the servant, and he gave it away to the first servant who earned the 10 more minus. And then he replies and he says, I tell you that to everyone who has, more will be given. But as for the one who has nothing, even what they have will be taken away. Whoa. When I read that, when I was in my time in the Word, I was hit with a ton of bricks. Like, okay, God. And of course, a lot of people think this is about money. You know, we have the parable of the talents, right? And we think of investing and investments. But there's a different context to this parable. Okay, so basically what we have here, Jesus is describing the kingdom. And the king is Jesus. The nobleman in the story is Jesus, who we know leaves for a time. And of course, we know he left this world, but will return as king someday. Okay. And the people he's describing that didn't want him to be king are the Jewish nation, who at the time they were rejecting him as the Christ on the earth at the time. But what he's basically showing them is that when he returns as king, when he comes back to be the king someday, which we are all waiting for, he wants to find people working for him and bringing more people to him. Okay, it's not about the money. The servants in the story are followers of his. It's not necessarily about the money. It's what we do with what we have and what we're given and how we're bringing more people to the cross. Friends, we have been given a valuable commission, and we are to be faithful to serve him until he returns. There is so much work to be done here on earth, you guys, and we need to be using what God has given us until he returns. We want to be found faithful, right? That's what that story is about. He came back and he found the servants that he found faithful. He rewarded with more. Okay, there's reward for us in eternity with what we are being found to be faithful for. That's scripture. And you can be thinking, okay, well, what does that have to do with my talents, my gifts, my callings? Well, listen, okay, we are called here on earth to be faithful to him. And we are called to go out and be fishermen of men. Bring more men to him, right? We're called to evangelize. And of course, if you're one of the lucky ones who can do that, right? If you're someone who just, that's your full-time gig, right? You don't need money. You just get to sit on the streets and the churches and you travel the world, you know, you go on all these mission trips. Like, good. That's amazing. If you don't have to work, if you don't have to earn an income and you get to do that, praise God. Okay, but most of us here on earth have to earn an income. Okay, there's a worldly system happening that we're for such a time as this, right? Like, we're here right now. And I believe the gifts and callings that he has for us, we can use to earn an income here on earth. And what a perfect pairing, right? Honor God with your gifts and earn an income and bring others to him. Share the good news. Sharing what he has done for you, what he has done in you, right? Like, you aren't using those gifts to glorify yourself. You're not using them to be selfish and hoarding them. You're using them to glorify him and to be found faithful when he returns, because you're going to bring people to him because of what you have, because of him inside of you, right? And I want to see his daughter sharing the gift, your gifts, with the world. We are living in a day and age where we have the internet, we have social media, and yes, I know that can be a dumpster fire. Okay, there's so many times where I've not wanted to participate, but listen, we also have the ability to reach millions of people in this day and age. Are you kidding me, you guys? When I shifted my mindset in that, when I was like, wait, okay. I mean, there's been many times where I have just not wanted to deal with social media. Okay. I've not wanted to participate. We had that business. There's a lot of trauma from building a business on social media already. Okay. But the Lord shifted my thought with that. He said, for such a time as this, you don't think he didn't know that this was going to be a thing? You don't think he knew about the internet? Of course he did. He knows that. Okay. And we can use what others abuse and we can use it for his glory, right? So we have access to millions of people to share the good news. And we can do that by sharing our gifts and talents with others. Okay. So what I want to leave you with today, I want to ask you, what is he asking you to share with others? What do you need to do today? And how can you take action in this? Okay. I want to leave you with three simple things you can do. These are tactical, real things that you can do and steps to take in sharing with others your gifts. Okay. So if you're someone who's doing your thing, you've got it going, you're like, well, I don't even know what to do. These are three things that you can start doing now. Okay. Number one, you can use email. You are going to hear me talk about email all the time. Okay. Because listen, this is a platform where you can ask people to sign up. Okay. You can just say, hey, you know, share something you're doing and say, hey, if you want to see more content like this, if you want to hear more stories like this, if you want to, you know, get exclusive access, like there's lots of ways. There's lots of call to action, sayings you can give, but you're basically asking them to sign up. Okay. And this is where you get to talk. Email is where you get to talk one-on-one with people. If they want to hear from you, they're going to sign up. And then you don't feel so sleazy promoting yourself, right? Because it's like all your friends, they're in your inbox. Like, they're there. They signed up. They literally said, yes, I want to be in. I want to hear directly from you. Okay, so email is the number one thing. Number two, and this is more sort of a strategy I take a lot, post and close. Okay, share what you're doing, what you offer, and then get off social media. Right? Like, this is something I do often. Like, just do the thing. Bless and release, I say. Like, don't overthink it. Don't pick it apart. Okay? Don't make it about yourself. Stop thinking about yourself and making about you, because it's not about you, guys. Just do the thing. Just share it and then get off social media and don't look. Right? Like, it's like that, be courageous. Okay? Be Gideon, get out of the running press, post the thing and be done. Okay. And then number three, share what others are saying about you. Okay. Like, share reviews that you get in, or just like I did at the beginning of this episode, or maybe comments people have said to you. Okay. Like, create a cute graphic and then post that. I mean, this is what others have said, right? Like, it's not you saying it about you. It's what others have said to you. And it's not necessarily about you promoting yourself. Like, people love to see that their peers are bought in. Okay. It's like that social proof they need. It's herd mentality, if you will. Okay. So Again, like I said, three steps to take in sharing with others your gifts. Number one, email. Start that email list. Start asking people to sign up and start communicating with people through email. Number two, post and close, bless and release. And number three, share what others are saying about you. And of course, friends, if you need strategy in any of the above areas, you can set up that discovery call with me. Okay. It's a quick 15-minute call where I can answer any questions you have about working with me, and I can give you more insight into how I can help you with the above things we talked about, diving deeper, mindset issues, anything, guys. Okay. I'm here for you. Okay. Thanks again for tuning in to today's episode. You guys, I truly hope that these words bless you. I pray, God, that they ignite a fire, that these words ignite a fire in your soul. Okay. And I pray that you are ready to take action. And again, would you just take 30 seconds, head over to Apple Podcasts if you aren't listening there and write a review. And if there's anyone that comes to your mind or comes to your heart, would you share this episode with them if you think it would resonate with them? Friends, I love you. I love spending this time with you, and I will see you on the next episode. Be blessed. I pray today's episode was a blessing to you, friend. It truly means so much to me that you take the time to tune in. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on whichever platform you listen so that you never miss an episode. One thing that would mean so much to me is if you would leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. Would you just head over there, take 30 seconds, and leave me a review for the show? This is how I know that these episodes are resonating with you, and I love hearing from you and getting to know all of you. Thank you again for tuning in. I love you, friend, and I look forward to hanging out with you here on the next episode.